Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Give us a little sense of how big this, I guess, industry is and, I mean, who's playing and some of those kinds of things.
Well, this industry is bigger than movies, TV, and books combined. It's huge. We really underestimate how many video games are being sold.
Yeah, so globally, you're talking about probably over $75 billion in sales a year. And just to give you an idea, the game Call of Duty 5, when it first launched, I think grossed $1 billion in a day. Grand Theft Auto 5 got the $1 billion mark, I think, in half a day or something like that, half a day to day. So these are like number one grossing movies that would take a year to reach that level of sales.
Now, I was telling you before the show, my children are all grown, or young adults anyway, but, you know, when they were little, I mean, we had, I guess we had an Atari set, and then we, you know, we moved up to something else, and, you know, other than playing a little bit of Madden football and probably some road racing, I mean, I'm not really familiar, but this is, I mean, it's just expansive beyond measure, isn't it?
So, the games are so much more engaging than they used to be, and they're basically programmed to be immersive. And that's a key component in addiction, is how hooked into, how engaged you can get into the game.
Explain the word immersive. What do we mean by that?
Well, it kind of touches all of your senses. You know, they even have feedback in the controllers now when you're using the controller. So it's the graphics are amazing. The sounds are amazing. You've got feedback. And then you also have the opportunity to play online with your friends. So the social aspect is a huge, one of the other components of an addictive game setup.
And Dr. Nick Yee out of Stanford showed that after he asked over 20,000 gamers what makes it addictive, they said basically immersion, achievement, and social interaction are the three elements that make gaming addictive. And then in addition to that, if you look at the peer-reviewed research, the medical science shows that when games include immersive music, it drives the adrenaline, cortisol, secretion. So it actually is a physiological stimulator. And then men with low testosterone, if they actually play the game Tetris competitively, it drives testosterone levels while they're gaming.
Are there sort of warning signs, I guess, for spouses or moms, dads, concerned friends?
Typically, what you're looking for is that it's not about the amount of time that people play, but it's the dysfunction associated with play. So are they playing more and more to escape? Are they using the game to escape? Are they spending more of their money and all their time and effort into the game? Are they giving up other life activities in order to play? Are they lying about the time they're playing? Are they skipping chores, skipping work, skipping homework in order to play? See, these are all signs and symptoms of dysfunctional play.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.